Welcome to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And with me on the show today, like I'm jumping right in. Don't want to waste any time. I've got my good friend and returning guest, Michelle Campolis, guys. So you know her, clinical therapist, mama of two, author of Generation Stressed. And she's got a new book out called When Women Rise, Everyday Practices to Strengthen Your Mind, Body, and Soul. So we're going to talk about her new book. But there's also something different about Michelle this time, because for the first time, I get to call her Dr. Michelle Campolis. Michelle, how are you?
I am so well, and it's nice to see you and hear your voice. And yeah, I think it's going to take a little bit of time to get used to that handle.
It's such a good one. So fill us in. You are now officially a doctor.
I am. You know, Pina, about 6 years ago, I woke up in the middle of the night. It was probably about 1 a.m. And I had this overwhelming sense that there was something that I needed to do, that I was supposed to do. And so I hopped on the internet and I started to research programs, and I discovered this program in mind-body medicine. And I had been working with women at my practice for decades. And the Western model just wasn't working. It just wasn't sufficient. And it wasn't enough to really, you know, honor their needs and provide them with the natural and layered methods that we have available to us through functional medicine, through mind-body medicine. So I decided to go back, and I'm so grateful that I did.
That's so amazing. And what a huge accomplishment, might I add. Like, I cannot, like, at my age, I'm thinking like, no, I'm done. Whatever I've done to this point, great. Like, I could not even imagine throwing myself into that kind of world and taking on all of that work. Listen, I admire you for it, Michelle, because I can't imagine that it was an easy road or journey or path or whatever you want to call it.
Well, it really wasn't. Often the most meaningful endeavors aren't always the easiest, and they throw you down to the mat and really transform you. You know, you come through the other end a qualitatively different person. And I tend to go into things quite intuitively, and then I'll be, you know, a quarter of the way through wondering, what the hell did I choose here? But you know, really, I'm just so pleased to be able to offer choice in these beautifully effective methods, excuse me, for women.
I love it. And with that comes the new book.
So I've integrated so many practices, tools, exercises for women to really come home to themselves. Many of the women that I speak with at my practice and in my personal life, they tell me that they feel absolutely exhausted and anxious and disconnected from themselves. And they're tired of being caught in this masculine driven culture of striving and proving and competing. And so I wrote When Women Rise to help women arrive into their highest well-being. And so the practices in the book are a path towards that, to coming home to our highest well-being.
You know, Michelle, you say that, you know, the women in your life, the women that, you know, come to your practice, you notice this theme, like, you know, like you just said, they're exhausted and they feel a disconnect within themselves. And I never really realized it until you said it just now that, yeah, the conversations I have with the women in my life are the same. We all feel like there's just like, we're just tired, we're exhausted, we're drained. We don't, you know, at some points we're like, I don't even know who I am anymore.
Yeah, this is a cultural issue, not a personal issue. And in this culture of doing and striving and proving, we've exhausted ourselves and we've suppressed our basic needs. And we've also abandoned our sovereign right to unlimited well-being, mind, body, and soul. And so, you know, women are often doing the double shift and they're trying to be all things to all people. And you know, we live in a culture of competition and comparison, and that's the download that we've inherited. And so it takes a great deal of mindfulness and commitment to look at where we're falling asleep at the wheel. Yeah. and start to change those patterns and really step out of this cultural ecosystem, or at least start to think about it and challenge it a little bit.
And Michelle, like, I find that I get caught in this vicious cycle that is just like, wake up, go, you know, do what I have to do for the kids, go to sleep, repeat, do it over and over and over again, you know, and that we don't really take the time to stop and just be in that moment, be present in that moment, and just like take things in or reflect. And it's something I feel that we all need to do, but it's easier said than done. Am I right?
It's easier said than done because we've been practicing that go, go, go lifestyle for so long.
It's our norm.
It is our norm. And so, I mean, the beautiful thing is we can actually change our neurobiology. We can change our mind-body systems in ways that strengthen our ability to be present. You use that word present, which is such an important word. It's really about being in the moment and being available to your life as it is right now, all of it, the pleasant parts and the unpleasant parts, to really show up for it all. So, you know, with the practices in women, when women rise, it gives you a path forward. So step by step, you can begin to shape your life and your relationship with yourself in a new and more expansive and unlimited way.
Okay, so Michelle, say I come to you, you don't know me, we're not buddies. And I come and I see you and I'm like, listen, this is my life. It's crazy. It's hectic. I'm a mom of three and it's just go, go, go. And I feel disconnected from myself. And I just feel anxious, super stressed, exhausted. Like, where would I start? Where would someone start?
That is such a good, profound, pivotal conversation to have. Right. And so really where we start is with the body. We always start with the body because that's really where we can make those more immediate changes in order to support our entire health system. So I would do a stress audit with you and I would look at how you're doing in terms of your sleep life and diet and nutrition and how often are you moving your body? And so we would start with those pillars for your physical and mental well-being. And then we would expand out from there to practices of mindfulness, integrating meditation, maybe journal writing, yoga, and all of those tools that you can use to develop an inner focus life rather than an outer focus life. So, you know, really we're talking about getting to know yourself well, mind, body, and soul.
See, and I like that. And there's something that, like, throughout everything that you mentioned there, you weren't talking about, and then I'm going to give you a prescription and we're going to put you on these meds. And then you're going to have to buy this, and that. Like, everything that we need is within ourselves, and it's things that we can do anywhere and anytime, like journaling, you know, you'd mentioned that, some mindfulness practices, meditation, like those are just things that we can stop and we can do, but we just need that guidance and that help. And so in the book that you just wrote, that's going to be coming out, when is it coming out, Michelle?
It's coming out October the 5th. Pre-sale is on now. So if you want a signed copy, you can hop over to whenwomenrise.ca and it will land on your doorstep. And yes, you know, it's really in these day-to-day practices that we can create a lifetime of of health.
And you've got all these different practices and also like links to meditations within the book. So it's like, you know, us ladies going through this, feeling all of this stuff, whatever you want to call this stuff, you go through it in the book and you help us get through all of this, right?
I do. And what that looks like for every woman will be different, because I'm the practices, because the practices that resonate for you and your body are as unique as you are.
Okay. We're going to leave it there. We're going to take a quick break because I really like what you said, and I want to continue on that conversation, that path. So don't go anywhere, because you are tuned in to Global News Radio 640 Toronto. This is The Parenting Show, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca.
Now back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And with me, I've got Dr. Michelle Kambolis. She is a good friend of the show, a good friend of mine. She's also a clinical therapist, mama of two, author of Generation Stressed, which is an amazing book that every parent, you need to have this book. Also, a new book coming out on October the 5th called When Women Rise, Everyday Practices to Strengthen Your Mind, Body, and Soul. Michelle, oh my gosh, Michelle, I'm so excited. I'm so excited about the new book. I'm so excited that you have this wonderful, amazing new title, Doctor, which you should have had like years ago in my eyes. But before the break, we were mentioning that, you know, us ladies, and not to like say that men don't go through their fair share of stuff. They do. It's just different. And today we're just talking about the ladies, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. So we're focusing on the women. We're focusing on your brand new book that's going to be coming out, When Women Rise. And you had mentioned that, you know, women, it's just like this, we're stuck in this cycle and we feel exhausted. We're drained emotionally, mentally, physically. And we're just like disconnected. Sometimes we're just like, who am I? I'm in this body. I don't know what is going on, who I am, what I'm feeling, if my feelings are mine or someone else's. Like it's hard to be a woman. Let's just put it out there, right? And you had said that in the book, there's all kinds of different meditations and mindfulness practices that you can do. But you said something really, really important. You said that every woman is different. Every woman is unique. So pretty much what may work for me, Pina, may not work for you, Dr. Michelle Kambolis, correct?
Correct. And think about it this way. We have lived an entire lifetime of being told who we should be, what we should look like, you know, how we should act. And so this is really a pathway to begin to listen to your own inner voice, your authentic self, your true self. And when we begin to listen deeply, then we intuitively listen to our body. We know what serves us. We know what honors us. We begin to set boundaries. We begin to create space for the kinds of practices that really nourish us. And yes, what that looks like for each woman is different. We're talking about women and those who identify as women. And it's really, you know, it's important that we begin to activate these self-healing systems and understand that under the right conditions, we begin to see we're already whole. We're already whole.
It's so hard though. And I think like in this day and age, Michelle, like, I don't know if you're seeing it in your practice even more, but going through this pandemic, it really threw a wrench into things. You know, for myself as a woman, you know, I'm very vulnerable when I get on social media. I will tell it like it is. I will let people know if I'm having a good day or a bad day. And I'm pretty much an open book. And I gotta say, since the pandemic hit, like, it has really thrown me, and I know a lot of people, for a loop. You know, it's just like, I don't know if I'm coming or going anymore. I'm super stressed because now, yeah, I was stressed before, but now I have a whole new set of stressors, I should say, you know, whether it be like with the kids at home, you know, online schooling, or now that they're, you know, back at school and it's this uncertain year. Like, are they going to be coming back at any time? Like, what's going on? It's just like, it's a whole new level of things and everything seems more amplified. Like, do you find that, you know, things are the same and maybe it's just our perception is a bit different, or in fact, no, things have really gone, you know, a little bit cuckoo.
Things are not the same at all. And it's an emotional shakedown, really. And the impact of chronic trauma absolutely can't be underestimated. So all of the things that you're describing are really expressions of chronic stress. And so that uncertainty really rocks our world. And so the mind goes reeling in all kinds of different directions. And we are mired in fear in a way that we've probably never known, at least in this generation. And so finding a way to really calm ourselves and honor ourselves becomes even more important. And again, what that looks like for everybody in the conditions of their own lives will be shaped differently. But I think acknowledging the level of duress that we've been under in that really authentic way and leaning into each other becomes just so important during this time.
Yeah. I like that you said, like, leaning into each other, just having that support system, having those people, whether it's like a group of friends, whether it's family, whether it's your partner, whatever it may be, but having that community to be able to share with and lean on in those times where you're just like, I am done. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm drained. I can't take this anymore. I think it's really, really important that we do have that community, but that we also have these practices that we can do, these meditations that we can do, and like simple things, you know, even if, like you said, it's like journaling, just taking that few minutes to do something like that. You know, you're the doctor, not me, Michelle, but I would imagine that those things do go a long way.
They go an extremely, extremely long way, because really simple practices can calm our nervous system and release neurochemicals throughout our entire body, giving us a sense of well-being. So breath work, taking 5 minutes in the morning to do breath work, breathing in for four, holding for four, exhaling for six, holding for two, extending the exhale, we know activates the parasympathetic nervous system. That's the calming part of our nervous system. We know that meditation is profoundly effective at healing our mind-body system. It improves focus. It improves feelings of well-being. It decreases anxiety and depression and pain. And so you know, start with 5 minutes a day. And there are all kinds of supports and tools now for learning meditation. For those that are interested, I have a Monday meditation group that everyone is welcome to join. And I walk you through step by step. And changing our nutrition, you know, when we're turning to nutrient dense foods and really supporting our body with nutrients, that goes a long way. We want to focus on the gut health. So if your gut is healthy, your mental health is healthy as well.
Your gut, they say, is like the main thing, the root of everything, right? So when you talk about great gut health, like that is what is going to extend to the different parts of your life, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, and just make things so much better. Am I correct?
100% correct. And we know that the majority of the serotonin neuroreceptors are in the gut. So serotonin is the neurochemical related to your mood. And so the same chemicals that we're putting into our body when we're anxious or depressed, like prescriptions, exist within our gut system. So there are times when medications are really important. And if we have a diet that facilitates heightened gut health, then that can go a long way towards supporting us towards a life that is, you know, mitigates the effects of anxiety and improves our mood and resiliency.
And that's something I think a lot of people don't really think about. Like they think, oh, okay, I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling stressed, I'm feeling exhausted. But I don't think a lot of people stop and think, wait, let me look at my diet. Let me take a look at my nutrition. Let me take a look at what I'm putting in my body, what I am fueling this vessel, you know what I mean, with. And that's crucial and that's important. Diet is crazy, just like sleep, you know? I'll tell you, Michelle, my sleep is horrible. And I actually just got, like maybe a month ago, we did a show on this, but I had Dr. Andy, who is a naturopath here in Toronto. We did like a whole series of hormone tests. And you know how you were talking about these women being stressed out, Michelle?
Yes.
Well, we discovered that my cortisol levels are through the roof, especially in the morning when I'm coming off of a period of rest, which doesn't quite make sense. It's not like your normal thing. But for me, I wake up like very stressed. So I'm on like supplements to help try and manage that, you know, my high levels of cortisol. But
and when your cortisol is out, then the rest of your hormones are also out of balance. So glad that you caught that.
Well, we found out that my body produces like an excessive amount of estrogen. So mm-hmm. I guess I am Superwoman, Michelle.
Damn right you are.
Like it produces this crazy amount of estrogen. And there's three different types. Two are not so good and one's all right. And my body produces one of the not so good ones. And then we also discovered that I have an autoimmune disease called Hashimoto, which is a hypothyroid condition,
right?
Which can be brought on by stress.
So right.
Everything you're saying is so crucial. A lot of people don't think, they're like, okay, meditate. I'm going to sit there and like, you know, cross my legs, sit on the floor, light some candles, burn some incense and just like breathe. Yeah. That's going to do a lot for me.
All of the meditation in the world is not going to support you if you have a steady diet of sugar and caffeine and stimulants and processed foods. So yes, I mean, we have this amazing body, this vessel, you know, for sharing our gifts with the world, for really living in the most expansive and remarkable way. But if we're not caring for it, if we're not tending to it, yeah, then it can't serve us. And yeah, we wonder why we're feeling like crap. Right? So always start with the body.
Michelle, I'm telling you, I was telling Dr. Andy, I'm like, I don't know what it is. I can't lose weight. She's like, okay, I think maybe you might be insulin resistant. Let's do these tests. And then it actually came back that like my blood sugar levels are fantastic. I'm great. And it actually came back that my blood sugar levels are actually good. It's the cortisol and the autoimmune disease and the extra estrogen that my body produces. So it's pretty insane. So when you say, Michelle, you know, we have to take a look at all different aspects of our life. You know, we need to look at health. We need to like do these mindfulness practices to bring down that stress, to just be present in the moment. I hear you. I hear you now, Michelle. I hear you now, having gotten all these test results and now having been put on medication. So I hear you, but I wish you knew this sooner.
And what an amazing privilege to be able to have access to these resources. And nothing could make me happier than to know that you're tending to your health and now have some answers.
And now with your new book that will be out October 5th, When Women Rise, Everyday Practices to Strengthen Your Mind, Body, and Soul. I'm going to be well on my way, Michelle. I'm going to be well on my way. Guys, don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more right here on The Parenting Show with myself, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and Dr. Michelle Campbellis. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. Joining me, I have one of my good friends, love her, and she's been on the show quite a few times. Of course, I'm talking about Dr. Michelle Campbellis. We can now call her doctor, which I'm very excited about. Also author of Generation Stressed and her brand new book, When Women Rise, Everyday Practices to Strengthen Your Mind, Body, and Soul, which will be out on October 5th. And she's also a mama of two. So she knows it all. Michelle, I am like so grateful. I've got to say, before I get into the segment and we start talking, I just want to say that I'm so grateful to have you in my life because you are simply amazing. You are amazing. You've helped me through so much. And I know that with this new book coming out and also with your first, you've helped out so many parents, but with this new book coming out, you are going to be like the go-to person for so many women. So thank you for that.
I feel so very much the same way about you. And I love when women can really celebrate one another and champion one another. And there's this really beautiful connection and dynamic that we have. And I'm so appreciative. I think we need that.
We need that community.
Yeah, to support one another and be able to, you know, really celebrate each other's gifts. And that's super life affirming.
Absolutely. The one thing about you, Michelle, is that you're also a clinical therapist. And I love the way that you mix everything and intertwine everything together. And you've got this very, you know, spiritual side of things as well. The whole body, mind, medicine, which you're a doctor in right now, you know, so it's really nice that you can mesh and mix all of it together, because I think that that's what we need in life. It's not just like, here's some medicine and, you know, you're good, go deal. Or just here is like, you know, a journal, go ahead and write. It's like a mix of everything. And we have to look at everything as a whole. You know, we talk about this vessel, meaning our bodies, and we need to take care of it. But it's more than just based on nutrition, more than just based on sleep, more than just based on gratitude. It's everything as a whole.
It was really important to me that I provided women with practices that really address their whole being. Because so often when we're, you know, addressing our health, it tends to be really reductionistic in our Western framework. So in When Women Rise, we look at every aspect of thriving. And so that might mean for some women looking at sleep, it may mean that they're shifting their diet. It may mean connecting with nature. Maybe, you know, what you most need may be to walk in the woods. For others, it's amplifying their creativity, connection, self-honoring. You know, one of the things that women struggle with so much, at least the women that I speak with, is self-compassion.
Yeah.
So imbued throughout the book are openings for being kinder to ourselves, you know, really meeting the moment with loving kindness. And so that piece is critical.
You know what, Michelle, I'm really, really glad you brought that up, because, you know, everywhere you turn, you keep seeing, and especially in this day and age, love yourself. How is anyone going to love you if you don't love yourself? And women do struggle with that. That is hard. It's not something easy to do, because as they say, we are our own worst critic, right? And so we look in the mirror and it's just like, oh, well, this can improve. I can fix this. I need to work on this. Instead of looking in the mirror and saying, you know what? I'm pretty damn awesome. And I like do the best I absolutely can. And that is fantastic. And I am smart and I'm funny and I am beautiful. It's not something that we practice.
Yeah. Yeah. And we all battle unworthiness. We battle unworthiness because everywhere we look, we see images that tell us that we need to be, you know, beautiful and thin and, you know, famous and lots of followers and all the stuff. And so, you know, we're constantly comparing ourselves. And so it is a struggle. And so creating a life practice of self-honoring and compassion and loving kindness actually takes some real effort. And so, you know, with practices like metta meditation, forgiveness meditation, Tonglen, these are really specific things that you can do every day. Meditations, mantra, and affirmations, changing your thought forms, these will start to, you know, really open your heart center.
Yeah.
And allow you to just like sink into the truth that you're already perfect.
And I know that
you're already enough.
And people at home are probably listening. You're like, okay, yeah, we're already perfect. The answers are within, you know, look within yourself. You have everything you need there. But it is the honest to goodness truth.
Fundamentally, inarguable. And yeah, it sounds corny. I mean, it sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit, but you know, someone standing in front of the mirror, giving an affirmation.
I am beautiful. But, I am amazing. I am, but no, there's like, is there not scientific proof that this works?
I was just going to say that it actually changes your neurobiology and strengthens the areas of your brain that leave you feeling more compassionate. And so, you know, what could be better than to live a life filled with love? Right? Like, we've got it.
Think of a better thing.
We've got, there's enough aggression. There's enough, you know, resentment. There's enough, you know, and these are all part of the natural condition. We have all emotions running through. But truly, you know, we want to foster a life that leans towards love, leans towards compassion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love is all we need. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Dr. Michelle Campbellis right here on The Parenting Show, Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
Back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And with me, I've got my girl, Dr. Michelle Campbellis, an author of Generation Stressed, as well as her brand new book, which will be out on the shelves October 5th. It's actually up for pre-sale right now. It's called When Women Rise, Everyday Practices to Strengthen Your Mind, Body, and Soul. She's a clinical therapist. She's a mama. She's just an amazing woman. And we're talking all about the book today. So Michelle, I know we've covered off quite a few things, just how it's really important for us women to like live in the moment, be present, work on different aspects of our life, because it's like, we have to heal ourselves as a whole, you know, whether that means through moving our bodies, through nutrition, through sleep. We really have to get a good grip on things and work on healing ourselves from head to toe and everything in between.
No one's going to make these changes for us. And I just, you know, I always want to say,
and there's no magic pill.
No, there's no magic pill. And to go easy, you know, these are step-by-step shifts. And you know, these kinds of transformative changes aren't going to happen overnight. So celebrate, you know, just what you're doing. Celebrate the wins when you're able to take that 5 minutes for a meditation, or you're able to get out for a walk, or you're able to, you know, sit down for 10 minutes and write out your thoughts and your emotions and your lived experience through a journal, allow that to be enough and know that you're building a lifetime of well-being through every single step.
You know what? And I'm happy that you said, whether it's 5 minutes here or 10 minutes there, January 1st, I started to journal, and I was given a journal from a girlfriend of mine. It's called the 5 minute journal. And mm-hmm. I was like, well, there's no way in hell I'm going to keep this up. But literally it only takes a few minutes in the morning and a few things at night. It lays it all out for you. And I have to say, it has made a huge difference in my life, because you look at gratitude. What are you grateful for? You know, what are you looking forward to today? You know, or the day comes to an end and you're like, well, what did you achieve today? Or what could you have changed? And it really asks you questions that you really never thought of before, you know? So I really, the journaling for me, that's one thing that I've been doing. Meditation,
right?
I need to work on, you know?
The right question at the right time can be absolutely transformative and can take us so deeply into self. And so meditation may be trickier, and that's okay. So tell me, what have you tried so far?
Okay. So, you know, that I do Reiki. So Reiki is something I do, breathing work. I try to do meditations. But the journaling has probably been the most consistent thing for me, you know? And that's what works for me. Like, Michelle, going back to what you said earlier in the show, that different things work for different women, and we're not all alike because we are all unique. And one of the things that I like in the book, your brand new book, is that in each chapter, don't you have a little QR code?
I do. So I wanted this book to be inclusive, and I wanted women to have access to the kinds of scientifically supported tools that I incorporate into the therapeutic process. But not everyone can afford therapy. Not everyone can afford to go to wellness seminars. But in this book, you can scan a QR code and it takes you to a recording of mind body health exercises. It takes you to meditations. So you can be sitting in the car waiting for your child to come out of school and take 5 minutes for practice. Each of them tells you exactly how long it takes, and it allows you to incorporate healing practices into your life anywhere and any time. Because so often I hear women say, I can't fit in self-care. I can't fit in that yoga class, or I can't fit in, a meditation group session, or whatever it is that they're into. And in reality, life is an ongoing practice of self-care. It's not something that you fit in. It's available to you anywhere and anytime. So now with the book, you have greater access.
Which I love, because not only when you get the book, which I encourage you all to jump online and order one through the pre-sale right now, autographed by Michelle, right, Michelle?
You got it.
Arrives on your doorsteps, do it. But not only do you get this book with all these amazing like tips and advice and everything you need, but you get these meditations, and it's one QR code per chapter, right? So it's based on what you speak about in that chapter.
It's several, actually. So there are 32 recordings, 32 practices.
Which is amazing. Like, guys, this is like having Dr. Michelle Kambolos in your pocket, you know? It doesn't get any better than that. So I really love that, because you know what? Not everyone out there is someone that learns by reading. Some people learn by listening. Other people learn by doing. So this book, it truly is inclusive to everyone. Which I absolutely love. So Michelle, again, the book is out on October 5th, right?
You got it.
It is called When Women Rise: Everyday Practices to Strengthening Your Mind, Body, and Soul. If anyone wants to jump online to purchase an autographed pre-sale book by you, of course, where would one go for that?
You can head over to whenwomenrise.ca.
There you go. Nice, simple. whenwomenrise.ca. Go order your pre-sale book, and Michelle will sign it for you and ship it off to you. And then you can start on everything that you need to do for yourself. Because honestly, ladies, like, we stop, as mamas specifically, I'll say, we stop, we put everything and everyone, we put everything and ourselves on hold while we take care of everyone else. That dialogue needs to change. And we need to do what we need to do for ourselves now. So thank you so much for joining me on the show today, Michelle. I appreciate
my pleasure. Nice to see you.
To see you in person, to give you a big hug. Also, congratulations on the doctor title. Very well deserved.
Thank you.
And that is it for us, guys. But if you want to listen back, you can do so on our podcast, on iTunes, or anywhere podcasts are available. We will catch you next week, Sunday, 8 o'clock, The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.